Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pep Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cy Blanton. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Cy Blanton. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Chiazza. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mancuso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a fly ball into right field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out. Ripple moves to second. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Whitehead applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Cy Blanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanton hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops it up and throws to first, with Schumacher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bartel strikes out. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ripple, who is chasing the ball. Vaughn reaches third base with a triple. Wehner goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 1, Giants, 1. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bartel. Vaughn scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Pirates. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn throws to second for one, and Handley throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Davis moves to second. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy takes first base on ball 4. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field. Dickshott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dickshott. Whitehead moves to second. Jim Weaver now pitching. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schumacher hits a fly ball into right field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into left field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Handley moves to second. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Handley moves to third. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Handley scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Giants. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Pirates 3. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley misplays the ball. That's an error on Handley. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chiazza moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Ott reaches second base with a double. Chiazza scores. Ripple moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Giants. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCarthy strikes out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mancuso hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Todd hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 3. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wehner fields the ball and throws to Weaver covering. Safe. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schumacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitehead moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn has Whitehead trapped. There's the throw to Todd and over to Young, who tags Whitehead for the out. Schumacher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 3 in the game. Chiazza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schumacher scores. Bartel moves to second. It's 6-3, Giants. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Bartel moves to third. Chiazza moves to second. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bartel scores. Chiazza scores. Ott moves to third. It's 8-3, Giants. Wade Hoyt now pitching. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCarthy hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Giants. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 4. the Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schumacher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Jensen moves to third. 2 outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 8-5, Giants. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickshott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 5. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chiazza hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Chiazza reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chiazza scores. It's 9-5, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Giants 9, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. One out. Joe Bowman pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman takes first base on ball four. Handley moves to second. Carl Hubbell now pitching. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jensen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.